Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the zip code associated with the account you're calling about today?
I'm at zip code 45680.
45680, is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I do very much appreciate that. May I please have your first and last name?
Debbie Morris.
Thank you, Ms. Morris. The account, I have located an account with that email, not that email address. I'm sorry, I'm still working on my first cup of coffee. let's see here. So, okay, I see that the day before yesterday, you did order, you placed an order for the Pure Smartwatch that does keep help with your health. You know, your steps, your sleep throughout the day, your heart rate. But it does look like the shipping and handling for that product was declined.
Okay. I'm really not certain who ordered that. That is not something that should have been processed on my credit card or attempted to process on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. I am sorry about that. Let me see what I can do about that, if I can just go, because it was declined. And once it's declined, it's declined. I don't think it's going to go back through. But let me reach out to somebody and see if there's anything else I can do for you, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Somebody got your card fraudulently? Oh,
Yeah, that's what I'm finding out. So now I'm going to have the bank to reissue my card because
yes,
of this.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me see what I can do. Let's see here. And may I ask, did your bank decline this? Did they see it as something that shouldn't have happened? Or have you spoken with your bank about this since it was declined?
I just talked with my bank to see why. I had another transaction this morning I was trying to process, and they've got my card frozen because of this transaction.
Okay, well, I will be more than happy to cancel this account out, stopping. I don't think there are going to be any future purchases or any charges because the card, you know, was declined. But I will cancel the account out, and I'll just for peace of mind, and I will have a cancellation confirmation number for your records if you would like to take that down.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The account is canceled. It is C as in Charlie, F as in Foxtrot, 93. E is an echo, B is in Bravo, 9, E is an echo, F is in Foxtrot, C is in Charlie, and the number 6.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else? I'm so sorry about this. I've had my card hacked before, and it is a pain in the rear.
Well, this is like the third time in the last 2 months.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry about that. Your bank does offer – your bank, you can ask your bank if they offer, like, fraud alerts, or are you getting these fraud alerts for this?
Well, no, see, I didn't get a fraud alert from them. I just – when I didn't get – well, it will not let me use my card to purchase products that I need to purchase. So
oh,
when
yes,
I call
ma'am.
The bank again, they're telling me that it's related to this transaction for $5, mm-hmm. You know, so – yeah, if you could cancel that out, please, and I will call the bank back and see what I can get worked out with them.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And did you take down that code I gave you?
Yes, ma'am, I did. And your name is Erica, right?
With a K.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I'm so sorry that all this has happened, and I do hope it gets worked out for you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care, and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.
Bye.